Hello.
Hi, David.
Yeah.
Hi, is this a better time for you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, sorry. I just didn't want to keep calling you and you were so busy, you know? So I figured I'd give you a little bit more time. Okay, so you were telling me your last name. I got Guillen, but I didn't get the first part. I got the L-U.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's C-E.
C-E.
Yeah. R-O.
R-O.
Yep.
Okay, so settle hyphen Guillen, right? G-U-I-L-L-E-N. Okay. I really messed that up.
Okay.
And then I have your number, which is a number that we would contact you on as well as clients, 313-516-8194, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the company name, the way that you would want it to read is Los, L-O-S, and then Vegas. V as in Victor, E-G-A-S, correct? Is that how you want it to read?
It sounds a little bit better. You're for an landscape at the end.
You want me to put Las Vegas landscape or landscaping?
Yes, landscape.
Landscape. Okay, perfect. Okay, because we want to make sure we have it correct across everywhere where we're listing you. So Las Vegas and then landscape. Now, let's take a look here. Now, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail. And it's going to look like a postcard. What address do you want them to send it to? Because it's going to have a verification code, and that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So whatever address you want to use, we're going to make sure that it's hidden.
All right.
Now, there is an address that I see on your Angie's listing, 1163 Progress Avenue. Would that be the address?
It's my house, but, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. The only reason why I ask is just so you know, so typically businesses like yours, right, no one goes to you. You go to them, right?
Yes.
So those are called, like, what we call it is your home office, right?
Yeah.
And so we make sure that the address is hidden. We want to make sure, though, that we're using the correct address because when they send it in the mail, once you get the PIN code, we need the PIN code because that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So do you want us to send it to your home address?
Yes, please.
Have it sent there? Okay, 1163 yeah. Progress Avenue, and it shows it's Lincoln Park 48146. Is that correct?
Yeah, 48146.
Okay. And that's a house, condo, unit. There's no other number with it?
It's a house.
Okay, awesome. And then, David, you said that you did want to authorize your partner to make changes. What is your partner's first and last name so I can notate it on the account?
It's Hector.
Hector?
Yep. Vega.
Vega. Okay, perfect. And then what's his phone number? Because if he ever calls in, they're going to verify it's him by his phone number.
1 second.
Okay.
And 3849.
Is his phone number? It ends with 3849?
Yes.
Okay, so his number's the same as yours, just the last four numbers are different, right?
No, it's .16.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. What's the area code?
The area code is 313.
313?
It's
3898. Yeah. Okay. 313-398-3849. Okay. Awesome. And I'll put in here partner to make changes. Okay. Now, for the card that you're using today for the payment for the $199, is the card in your name, David? Does it have the business name, or is it in both? Your name?
Yep.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Just David Cero hyphen Guillen?
Yep.
Okay. No middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of card is it? Is it like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number, David, when you are.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
It's 4833. Hey, my bad. That was the wrong card.
Okay. No worries. I'm not charging the card yet, just so you know.
Okay.
Because I'm going to walk you through some other stuff before we even process your payment. Okay?
Okay. The first 8 numbers were correct, though.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can go back. Okay. So I have 4833-1221-5502.
No, it was, the first 4 were correct. And the, the 4833-1201-56.
Uh-huh.
84.
Uh-huh.
4103.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4833-1201-56-84-4103, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the expiration month and year?
The expiration is 02.
Uh huh.
27.
Okay. And then what's the security code on the back?
It's 308.
308. Okay. And this one just has David Cero Guillen, and it's the same billing address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I process your payment, David, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, okay? The reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Now, what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It is an added form of protection for you, too, that we'll send in writing with your invoice, okay? So, as I'm walking you through it, David, if there is something that you don't understand, just do me a favor, okay? Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will explain it, and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that, you know, you have a clear and firm understanding this way before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I'm reading it to you, right, I'm also going to mention in there, you know, if you authorize your partner, and I'll say his name, to make changes to the account, okay? And you'll answer yes, that you're authorizing him. Now, today, and I'm going to read this in the voice verification, okay? Today, you're only paying the $199, okay? Our company does ask, at least stick it out for 2 months, you know, because it's going to be a process. It's not going to happen overnight, right? Mm-hmm. So on that voice verification, I'm also going to state that your next payment will be on October 22nd, okay, for $199. Now, in there, it'll also state, let's just say you decide, you know, you want to discontinue services or you want to pause your account. The only thing that we ask, David, is that you call us 3 business days, okay? So this way you're not being charged, all right, before your billing date, okay? And I'm going to read all of that to you. But if there's something you don't understand, just stop me, okay? So that way I can explain it. And you did get the 3 messages that I sent you, right? The customer service number, the link for the video, and my phone number. You got all 3 messages I sent earlier?
Well, let me check real quick.
Okay. Please do before we go forward with this voice verification.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome. Okay, David, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google. So if you could please state your name of the business, how you want us to list it on the first page of Google.
Yeah, Las Vegas Landscape.
Please state your name and your title within the business.
David Lucero Guillen and Las Vegas Landscape.
Thank you. And David, you are the owner. Are you partner, co-owner? What's your title?
Co-owner.
Co-owner. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And also, David, you do give authorization to your partner, Hector Vega.
Yeah.
That he can also make changes to the account as well, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, David, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, be aware, David, like once you start having more presence online, you might have another company calling you, you know, trying to sell you another type of service, okay? We are never going to call you to ask you for more money. You're only going to be paying the $199 a month, unless if you decide later on you want to add Facebook ads, that's the only time it would change. If you ever get a call that someone's asking you, you need to pay $5, right, to update your profile or verify it, don't entertain that conversation. Do not give any money. You take down their phone number and you call us with that phone number, okay, so that we can address it on our end. We're never going to call you for more than the $199 a month that you're paying. Make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, David, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Yes.
And just to kind of explain this anyways, we're not saying, David, that you can't do additional, you know, marketing online anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay?
Yeah.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 22nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be charged on October 22nd, 2022, in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. So when your term is completed, David, it'll automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $199. However, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the second text that I sent you, which is the 877-635-6225 number. And when you hear the recording, you're going to hit number 8, okay, if you need to cancel or pause your account. We ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? So
yeah.
If you, in that case, you want to make sure you call 3 business days before the 22nd, okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand, David, and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, David, is I'm going to update the package, okay, and then I'm going to process the payment. I'm going to now schedule a client interview, which is going to be with one of our technicians, and I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. What we're going to do is block out an hour. And you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay? What they're going to basically be doing is talking to you about the website, where to send us pictures. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, like the services that you want to be listed for, right? So they're going to go over more in detail with you and basically just reassuring that the information I notated is correct. So the interview, it can take sometimes between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends how many questions or details you have. So what time works best for you? Like, do you prefer tomorrow morning earlier? Like, the earliest would be, the earliest times I have is 10 to 11, 11 to 12. This is your time that I'm giving you, okay? In your time zone. So 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And then we have appointments actually going 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. What time do you prefer?
6 to 7.
6 to 7. Awesome. Okay. So your receipt, you should have it in your inbox, in your email. But we also send it to you in a text message as well, and we'll go over that in a minute. What I'm going to do right now is I'm setting up your client interview. Now, tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. Okay, David? Make sure, please, to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. This appointment is super important because this is where the magic is going to happen. The sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're getting things moving here, okay? Now, we're going to also send you a reminder message an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? If for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone, David, and just say, hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes, okay? And they'll call you right back, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then let me do this. So I'm going to send you that email, and then we're just going to go over some notes. And they're just going to be basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from, okay? So, Miss iMigo. Okay. 10 at iCloud.com. Okay, perfect. Okay. So let's talk about some of the services. I know we talked about lawn maintenance. You did mention you also do sod and mulch, right? Installation?
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you want me to notate on here? What was that? I didn't hear you, hon. Your phone kind of cut out a little bit.
We're not doing lawn cutting.
No lawn cutting. So lawn, like what particularly do you want me to notate? Sod, mulch?
Sod, mulch, trimming.
Okay.
Cleanup.
Hedging? Cleanup?
Hedging.
Okay. Edging? Okay. Do you want me to put lawn maintenance or lawn care?
On lawn maintenance. We own...
Do you like... Flower beds or anything like that?
Yeah.
Flower beds, okay. What else?
We also put pavers and brick.
Oh, you do? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Awesome. Do you do, like, so you do some hardscaping then, right?
Yeah.
No tree removal, correct?
No big tree removal, no.
Okay. No stump grinding. What else can I think of? I'm trying to think. Let me see.
Like, we can remove bushes and shrubs.
Okay. Trim down bushes and shrubs?
Yeah, and we can remove them and install them.
Oh, okay. So shrub and bush removal and install. Oh, nice. And do you want me to notate for both residential and commercial or just residential for now?
Both residential and commercial.
Okay. Now, also, David, any time that you want to add keywords or you want to remove some, you can do that at any time. They don't charge you more. Okay? Just let us know so we can update it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so is there any way you can put, like, now we got... We got, like, a few guys here that are experienced in painting, but I want to know if you can put, like, small painting jobs.
Yeah, I could put that. You want me to put small painting jobs? Yeah, we could put that.
Interior, please.
Okay, small interior painting jobs, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So I put small interior painting jobs. Yeah, I mean, if you have guys that work for you that can do it and it's a service you want to be found for, then yes, of course. Okay. And then let's see. I can't believe tomorrow's already the 23rd. We're already going into October. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The time's flying. Jeez.
Yes.
Now, I was trying to find you. You mentioned you have Facebook and you also have
Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. So how are you listed on Facebook? Just as Los Vegas or?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Is it in Lincoln Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, because when I was trying to look it up, it kept giving me Las Vegas. I'm like, I don't want to go to Las Vegas. Okay. I'll try to find it, but you did say that you do have one, okay? I just want to make sure you do have one. If not, we would create one for you. Okay, perfect. And then you mentioned you have photos. You do have a business logo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
If you were to make us a Facebook, and how much would it cost money?
We can make you a Facebook page, right? We can make the Facebook page for you. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? It's included, right? But we create it through your personal Facebook. So no one's going to see your personal Facebook page, but that's how it's created, so you have access to it.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Because right now our Facebook page
is it down?
No, we made it like a year ago. Has old photos. You know, it's not really professional looking. You know, it's good. You know, but I mean, do you guys make good ones?
What we do is, like, you know how you have your Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
And then what we do when we create them, it's basically the same way you create yours, but when we create them, you know, we'll add the pictures and stuff. Typically, it's really to run Facebook ads, right? Because a lot of people, you would be surprised, you know this, social media is super grown, like it's grown really big, and a lot of people, that's what they're doing now, right? Is that they're going on Facebook, they're going to the marketplace, they're like looking, you know? For any type of service that they have, you know, so that's where we come in, right? Because we want to make sure that, you know, they're finding you there. It's interesting because, you know, even when I'm typing it in, I'm trying to find you even on Instagram, and it's so weird. How are you listed on Instagram? Just Los Vegas, second. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Your logo's on there?
Yeah. It's a. Oh, maybe try. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Try L V. Point landscape. I mean dot landscape.
Dot landscape. Oh, you have it as Los Vega without an F, right?
Yeah.
Is that how it is on Facebook too?
Possibly. Like I said, we haven't updated our Facebook.
Okay, let me take a look. Yeah, remember earlier I had told you if you want the package that does the Facebook ads, it's $50 more, but I mean, the local's still going to get you good, you know? Let me see. Let me look it up by Los Vega. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it, because I kept typing it in with the S at the end. Let me see. Okay. I'll still do some research on it and try to find it. I'm not seeing it, but it doesn't mean it could be, there's like a little typo or something, but I'll take a look at it. Let's see. Now, what are your hours of operation?
Every weekend.
Monday through. So is it just like Friday through Sunday, or like what days do you want me to notate on here?
Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday. What hours?
From 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, 8 to 7, Friday through Sunday, excuse me. Okay, so you don't work Monday through Thursday, right?
No.
Okay, and do you prefer your method of contact, like when they contact you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text and phone calls.
Okay. And are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement, I just ask.
In the process.
Awesome. Good for you. And what forms of payments do you accept?
Preferably card, debit, cash, cash app.
Wow. Awesome. So cash, credit, debit, and you say Cash App and PayPal?
Yeah. You can find Venmo there too.
Venmo too? What about Zelle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No Zelle?
No.
Now, one thing I'm going to tell you, David, so on the website, You know how you mentioned you have a PayPal account, right? So on the website, we can integrate your PayPal account if you wanted, where they can make their payments from the website. There's a portion on there, okay? And what we would do is integrate your PayPal. So when they go on there on your website, they can make a payment. They could put that they're either paying with their Venmo, their PayPal. They could pay with their credit card if they wanted. And they put in the amount, and it'll go to your PayPal account. Are you interested in that? It doesn't cost you more. It's something we can do. We can integrate it. Or do you want to talk to the technician about it more tomorrow?
We can integrate it.
Okay, so we'll integrate it. Okay, perfect. And then now you do have an option where we could put, instead of it being your actual phone number showing, we would put what's called a tracking number, okay? It does come with an app that you would download from the App Store, but it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, okay? And it also helps you to prevent from, you know, getting any spam calls. Would you be interested in a tracking number or just keeping it as your number being listed? It's an option. It doesn't cost you anything. Totally up to you.
It's like two different phone numbers, right?
Well, what it is this, right? So right now what we would be doing is we would list your phone number, okay, the 313-516-8194. Instead, if we put a tracking number, I'm just going to say the tracking number is 877-123-4567, right? Yeah. When they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
But it is up to you if you would rather that your phone number show, because a lot of your clients are going to recognize your number, we can keep it as that. If you prefer that it is a tracking number, I mean, again, it's still going to ring to your phone. It's just how much are you on your phone going through apps, put it that way. Are you always one that's on your phone all the time?
Yeah, I'm always on my phone.
So it is up to you. I mean, it's an app that you download from the App Store. So this way you can just kind of, you know, look at your calls, whatever calls you missed, any messages. It's an option. You want to do that?
I'll take the tracking.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to put the tracking number on there. This way too, like if you get spam calls, there's a way that we can block them. Okay. So I'm going to put, you want the tracking number, and it doesn't cost you more. It comes along with it. So. Okay. Now, the last thing that I do want to go over with you, so if you take a look, I know you've gotten a lot of messages, but what I need you to find is the message. It's going to be one that says initial invoice. It would have came after your welcome message.
Wait 1 second.
Okay. And it'll start off by saying, Dear David Lucero Guillen. Oh, I see your guys' picture on your Instagram. Great work.
Thank you.
This is a family-owned business? Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. The pictures are beautiful, the work you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you see it there, the one that I sent you, the receipt?
Yeah, the receipt for everything, right?
Yes, it'll say, Dear David Lucero Guillen, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you have that one open?
1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
What's that?
Okay. Were you able to find that one? Okay, perfect. So where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms, you're going to click on that. And what it's going to do, David, it's going to take you to a page at the very top that says local splash terms of experience. Do you see that at the very top?
One second.
Okay.
I think I clicked on the wrong one.
Okay.
It said confirm signature and
oh, no. You're on the right one. Okay, so do you see you typed in your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, before you typed in your name, do you see that there's a little box right above it? It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Did you click in that little box?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're typing in your name, don't put the hyphen. Just put it as it reads. David Lucero, space, and then Guillen. Don't put the little hyphen. And then click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because then another page should pop up asking you for username and password. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So right now, we don't have your username or password yet, because after your client interview, they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system, okay? So you're going to receive another email from us within 5 to 7 days with this link, and we're going to provide you a username and a password that you can update to a password of your choice, okay? This is where you would go in to see your reports, David. So that's why I want you to watch that video so that way you can get familiar with it. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, tomorrow they're going to call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to remind you that you're going to be having that call coming, okay? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, from there, we're moving, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout. In the mail, you're going to receive a post. It almost looks like a postcard. It's going to come from Google, and it'll say Google at the top. The postcard's going to have a verification code, and we're going to need that code because it's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So, David, if anyone else gets the mail before you, tell them not to throw it away. It's not basura, okay? It's not junk mail.
Yeah.
So make sure that you tell anyone who gets the mail you're waiting for it. And the technician will go over this with you as well. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us, okay? To 14 days, we will email you your website, because we want you to review it first and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay?
Yes.
And then typically what it does state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, David, sometimes, okay, our promise is that it will happen within 30 to 45 days. You're going to be on that first page of Google. Now, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. I have seen it sometimes, David. It happens sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, you give us a PIN code, okay? In the meantime, so you can start generating phone calls, we're getting the website up and running, we're getting the directories done, and we'll be sending you notifications letting you know you're live and your website's live, you're on the first page of Google, we'll let you know when you're in the directory. So we're going to be like sending you these notifications so you're aware of what's going on, okay?
Yeah, there's one question.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder of what directory is there? I know it's Google, but what
other
one?
Other directories that we're going to list you on, okay? So we're going to create a listing for you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. There's White Pages. We're also listing you on Bing, B-I-N-G, Bing, which is another search engine on the first page there. So those are just naming a few of them. There's a lot of directories, but it's going to be the most popular directories that are relevant to your services. Like, you know, there's directories, right, for caterers, event planners. We're not going to put you there because you don't plan events. So it wouldn't be a good idea to have you on a directory like that, right? No one's going to look there for your services on an event planning directory. But we are going to get you listed on the most popular ones because we want to be sure that when they're going on those directories, they're also finding your company there. Okay?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Another one. You think, I know that I have to pay an extra $60 or $50 for the Facebook one, but do you think it's more popular than Google and other ones?
I'm going to be honest with you, David. You know, Facebook ads works really well, and I'm going to tell you why. I'll explain it with a perfect example, right? So my husband does dialysis, okay? His kidneys don't work. And basically, I had to call the dialysis center, and I couldn't remember the phone number by heart. So I went on Google, and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care, Anaheim, because that's where his center is at that he goes to. When I go on Facebook now, if I'm looking at pictures, I'm looking at stories, if I'm looking for something on Facebook, I get this ad that pops up and it says Fresenius Kidney Care. What happens is they targeted that I had an interest when I was on Google looking for a kidney care center, so now their ad pops up. That's how it would work for your business. So if someone was searching, right, let's say they were looking for someone to install pavers, okay, and they were on Google, right, when they go to Facebook, they're going to see your ad appear as long as they're searching within your area. With the Facebook ads, one thing, David, is that you could target up to 50 miles if you wanted. You could target an area where there's a higher-end income. You could target people that just have an interest in your services. But when they click on your ad, once they click on it, if we have a button that says call us and they click on your ad, they're calling you. If it says message us, you get a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. If it says learn more, then it takes them straight to your website when they click on it. A lot of our clients have seen really great results because social media, like I told you, it's really grown.
Yep.
So remember, that's always an option for you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That happens to me a lot. Like, I look at something up and it pops up on Facebook. And I would definitely
You want to hear something funny? My cuñada, you speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my cuñada, okay, my sister-in-law, she was looking up something about, because, you know, we're older now, we're in our 50s, right? And she's like, oh, I'm so gorda now, this and that. And she was on Google and she was typing in like how to get rid of belly fat, right?
Yeah.
So she goes up there and she's new to the iPhone. She used to always have an Android. We convinced her family to switch to the iPhone, right? So she calls me and she's like, I think they're like spying or something on my phone. And I'm all, what do you mean? She goes, oh my gosh. She goes, I'm on Facebook and I'm seeing these ads telling me these ads for fat burning. She goes, how do they know I'm fat? And I started laughing and she goes, I think someone hacked my phone. And I said, no, Michelle, it's because you were searching how to get rid of belly fat on Google. So now when you go on Facebook, someone who's trying to sell their product for fat burning pills, they're targeting people that are searching how to get rid of belly fat. I couldn't stop laughing. She really thought someone hacked her phone. So that's the way they work, right? The Facebook ads. So if it is something that you're interested, David, you can message me or call me so that way I can get it for you at the $50 you know, the difference. If you call, like, only because, like, now, if you call me within a week, I can probably get you upgraded to that. If it's after a week, then what's going to happen is it's going to be an additional $100, okay? Because with the prorated is what I would be able to get you for. So if it is something, if you let me know within the week, I can still try to get it at $249. But if you do it, you know, later on, just know that it would then upgrade to the $100 in Facebook ads is what they would do. Okay, so just an FYI.
And then if I do call you within the week, it will be
It would then be
a month.
It would be $249.
Each month.
Each month. Yep. Every month that you're with us,
instead
the price will never change. Yeah.
Instead of $290,
right? Right. Because see, once, and that's what I'm saying, if you call me within the week, right, I can more than likely get my manager to approve it to where we could just change your package to the $249. You would pay the additional $50, and then moving forward, it's always going to be $249, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it right now? I'm going to tell you right now, David, when you do the Facebook ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those go up quicker, too.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to add it now, or do you want to wait, or what do you want to do?
Maybe wait a couple of days.
Okay, Mio. All right. So, yeah, just let me know. Why don't I do this? Why don't I follow up with you on Monday just to make sure, and then you can let me know. Just know that if it's after a week, then it's going to end up being $299, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You have yourself a good one, okay?
You too.
You are very welcome. Bye.
Bye.